Marcus, high time we spoke about Kim Jong-un.
He's up there with Donald Trump, isn't he? He's one of the most intriguing characters and world leaders in the world. We don't really know much about him, but from all Korean media, he's a god. He's a hero.
Yeah, the man. But tit for tat between those two.
Yeah.
Ung v. Trump in a battle for the fate of the world, almost, it seems like. This week, at some point, Trump said something about basically if North Korea attack us, we'll destroy them. You know, really chipper stuff. Mm. And then in a retaliation speech, Kim Jong-un has fired back at Trump and inadvertently dropped an insult that's really caught fire online.
Yeah, well, they've both been not afraid to really exchange insults. If it wasn't about world security and really putting lives at risk, it would be up there like with the sort of wrestling and boxing sort of, you know, big talk against two competitors, but it's serious stuff. But go on, tell us about his insult.
100% about the wrestling analogy. That's exactly what it feels like, except, you know, world annihilation aside. Kim Jong-un said about Donald Trump, action is the best option in treating the dotard who, hard of hearing, is uttering only what he wants to say. He goes on to say, whatever Trump might have expected, he will face results beyond his expectation. I will surely and definitely tame the mentally deranged US dotard with fire. Meanwhile, the internet has gone, say what? Dotard? Sounds insulting, but what the heck?
Because it kind of sounds like another word that would challenge a person's mental capacities, but different word.
Mm-hmm.
Give us the meaning. Have you been able to find it, or is it just a made-up word?
No, it's a real word. Some dictionary Twitter account quickly tweeted the definition and, you know, very quickly had thousands and thousands of retweets. Apparently it means a person in his or her dotage.
Right.
Next question. What is dotage? A state or period of senile decay marked by decline and mental poise and alertness. So he's obviously got what it means and he's used it deliberately. Yeah. I don't know if he gets the, if he releases these already translated into English or whether that's done later, but anyway, seems like he's picked his word specifically.
So you don't think he said, oh, Trump's a jerk and he's one of his blokes has gone through, found a thesaurus and
just thought, I'll punch this up a little bit.
Yeah.
No.
Dotard.
So that's caught fire now. I think you'll find everyone's going to start calling everyone dotards. It's already happening. I don't know. I don't know if I'll get on board. But it does raise the question about what do we do with this guy? I mean, it's not up to you or me, but, you know, that is a question the world faces. What to do with this, you know, they're called a rogue state that is, you know, has nuclear weapons or, you know, close to being able to fire nuclear weapons around the world.
I mean, Australia's attempt and most of the countries is, you know, shut down supply of what we're offering, see if we can starve the masses, or not starve them, but make it difficult in that capacity.
Yeah.
I don't think it's working at the moment.
Doesn't seem to be, does it? And that's what they've been doing for years and years and years. You know, trade, whatever they call them.
Sanctions.
Sanctions. We're going to hit them with
slap
a sanction.
Them.
Slap them
you
with
slap
a sanction.
Slap them.
You do slap sanctions.
So I don't have any solutions. Does anyone?
South Korea has a suggestion. Mm-hmm. Actually, more than a suggestion. The defense minister in South Korea has publicly stated that the government there, because, you know, South Korea is first in the firing line of this crazy guy, that country is building or establishing a quote-unquote decapitation unit. That's what they're called. Well, that's what they are, and they're called the Spartan 3000. It's a hit squad set up to take out Kim Jong-un. Either, you know, to avoid a war or if a war unfolds, that's what this group's sole job will be.
Is Kim on his own? Has he got brothers and sisters? Or is he...
I think it's a bit of a family affair.
So, like, if he goes, Someone will step up. Another
person. But, you know, he's the main man.
Yeah.
It would be a blow. And that's what, I don't know if they call it decapitation unit because they mean that literally. Or if it's, you know, you take the head off the...
Oh, okay.
Off the beast.
Yep.
You know, that is, i.e. Kim.
Yep.
And the rest of it, you know, perishes.
Yep.
So that's one suggestion. There's another one. This guy, a former US Navy SEAL.
Mm.
Serious dude. He knows what's what.
Mm.
Joko Willink. Good name. Someone asked him on Twitter, hey, you know about stuff. What would you? How would you handle the North Korean crisis?
Joko said...
He had a different suggestion to the hit squad. Interested to hear what you think of this. He said, drop 25 million iPhones over North Korea, put satellites over the country, and give everyone that lives there free Wi-Fi.
So they get an insight into the real world and what's going on. And...
Yeah, because I think that's part of it. You know, that country is cut off from the rest of the world. I guess the thinking is let them know what's going on and, you know, Kim will be out of a job, possibly, if you can, you know, awaken the rest of the country. It feels like, instinctively, it feels like that's the way to do it. You know, turn his own country against him would be the way to do it. But, I mean, is it, how realistic is that? Maybe the iPhone option is the right idea, but maybe not specifically.
I like the thought of it, though. I see a movie being made about it. Or have they made a movie about it?
I don't know. Wouldn't they all smash on landing and none of them would work?
Oh, yeah. Maybe could set up a screen repair business there as well. Go gangbusters.
Yeah, get their new capitalist system off and running. There's some expert somewhere has commented on this suggestion because it's, you know, you would say this is a left field suggestion.
Mm.
It's always, you know, the sanctions or bombing or, you know, that stuff. This is a bit out there. This expert has said, well, it could work. The concept could work. Kim Jong-un understands that as soon as society is open and North Korean people realise what they're missing, Kim's regime is unsustainable and it's going to be overthrown.
Mm. So let them implode into themselves.
Yeah.
I had an idea just as we're talking about some really...
I was hoping you would.
Yeah, we were thinking of some real well-thought-out plans that could really make a difference. My plan... Dennis Rodman, he's a friend of Kim Jong.
Oh, close friends.
Mm. Wasn't he over there for like exhibition basketball games and that's how the friendship formed or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, Jong-un is an NBA just fanatic.
Okay, so I've got a Kim Jong-un All-Stars, captained by Dennis Rodman,
yeah,
versus the rest of the world in a basketball match.
Okay.
Winner takes all.
Winner rules the world, is that what you mean?
Pretty much. Imagine it.
High stakes.
You'd have to have it a neutral venue because you get the feeling Kim Jong might put like magnets in the ball and.
But there'd be a bomb inside the basketball.
Something like that, or the hoop for the all world stars would be like a millimeter bigger than the ball. But imagine the gripping, if you love sport, there's finals on at the moment in different codes of footy. For basketball, Kim Jong-un, All-Stars versus the rest of the world.
I don't know if the fate of humanity hinges on the outcome. Imagine the TV ratings.
Mm.
I'd be watching.
It'd be massive.
One good thing, Dennis Rodman is well past his prime. I think his team would be destined to lose.
And your challenge, given he is the supreme ruler, maybe get Kim Jong-un to get those Bung Fritz arms out, put on the shorts.
Oh, imagine seeing him take a basketball shot a la Malcolm Turnbull. He wouldn't even
hit the bottom of the ring.
You just know he would not be good. Headline I've seen this week, Marcus, being busy is the new rich.
Really? I don't know if I like being busy, so...
Wasn't exactly the headline. That's just my take on it. A story going around about how in the olden days...
Yes.
People could tell how successful you were by how much leisure time you had.
So what, the amount of time you spent on the golf course or...
Yeah.
taking flying lessons or
yeah,
just doing all that sort of leisure stuff that said, yep, I've made it. I've got time to do this stuff.
The real Richies didn't even know what a weekend was because they spent the whole week just doing whatever they wanted.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
But not anymore.
Oh.
Sucks to live in this era where now being busy with work has become a more valuable status signal than leisure time.
Well, this is interesting. To me, yeah, it sounds a little empty, a little veneer of a lifestyle, if that's the status symbol. But go on.
Rings very true for me, though. Mm. I mean, think about it. What does everyone say when you say, how are you? Or what's going on? It's like, busy, man. I'm so busy. This, you know, so it's hectic. You know, this is what these guys did some research and they've pointed out here. People will post on Facebook, oh, I'm so busy, you know. Mm. And you get that sense just scrolling through. It's like, geez, how is everyone fitting all this crap in their lives? Not to mention, apparently celebrities complain on Twitter about having no life. That's a quote, having no life.
Because they have too much work to do.
They're too busy.
Too many opportunities.
Yeah. And that's what it is, you know. Mm. The busier you are, the more successful you are because the more talented you are.
Okay. You're more of a resource. People are tapping into you 24/7.
Yeah, exactly.
No one's tapping me.
Speaking of resource, this is what they think. This is what the researchers believe is going on with this. It's really a big change around from those old days we were reminiscing about. Not that we ever enjoyed them, but busy people are viewed as being scarce and in demand.
Mm.
People are attracted to scarce products because they are viewed to be more valuable.
Mm.
Like a rare gemstone, this scarcity makes them appear higher in status.
So it's more appealing if someone says, Marcus, can you do this? I'll say, oh, what day? I can do any day. Or they ask Tim the web guy, can you do this for me? You go, well, I've got a Tuesday morning in 3 weeks. I can fit you in between appearances at the Apple store and the launch of another website. It does probably sound a bit more appealing, doesn't it?
Exactly. And you think, oh, geez, this person's so busy. They must be so good. Like, I'll wait 7 years for them to get back and help me out with this.
Whereas the other example where I said any time, people are thinking, oh, even though that person may put in more prep time, really put an effort into it, you think, why aren't they doing anything else?
Yeah. So it could be just, it could be all PR. Just, I mean, do you actually have to be that busy? Just pretending to be busy is probably enough.
Uh-huh.
And that might be what most people are doing. I don't know.
But I think it's also the whole brand of, well, if this company wants Marcus to do something for me, or for, you know, they want Marcus to do something, well, he must be of a certain quality. So it's almost like you're getting validation from other people using that person as a commodity.
Yeah, I don't know what I think about it, but here's some of the ways people are showing that they're busy. We spoke about social media.
Yeah.
Lots of people post on social media about how busy they are. This is a random example, and this is where it's all about image, I guess.
Mm.
And this is just a tip even. This is maybe something that we could do. Instead of walking around with music headphones in, and people think, oh, he's listening to music.
Yeah.
He doesn't have much going on. Just relaxing to some beats. Instead of that, walk around with a Bluetooth headset on.
Ah.
So people think, oh, geez, he's wheeling and dealing.
Right.
He's making calls.
Wasn't the old headset a few years ago?
I don't know when this study was done. I saw it this week, but maybe.
Yeah, but
maybe
I definitely, the way you, I had a picture in my mind there. And yeah, someone with that, you're thinking, they're getting things done.
Doesn't even have to be the headset. Maybe just holding the phone to your head. Just, you know, that, just like, oh, that guy's always on call. He's always on the phone. He's just, you know, he's always under the pump.
Keep walking out of the newsroom, just on the phone. Ah!
Yeah.
Oh, of course, of course.
Yeah,
just saying something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So it's all, it can all just be a big charade. But anyway, I guess if you don't love the idea of, you know, and this is not healthy, by the way. What they've realised is, well, if you are actually as busy as everyone's saying they are, what is wrong with my mouth? if everyone is as busy as they are saying they are, if yes. that's correct, well, then we're all going to end up in an early grave.
Yeah.
Or something. It's not best for us. You know, you want that sweet spot between being productive and having stuff to do, but not killing yourself. There are stories that go around of, you know, the crazy nutbag who spent so long at their desk that they dropped dead. That's not good.
Web guy, you're a hard worker. You're in early.
Hang on, I'm just in the middle of a phone call.
When can I speak to
all
you?
All right, now's good.
Okay. Web guy, you're a busy guy. You come in early in the mornings and you leave after most people have left in the afternoon in the newsroom. Would you want more on your plate to show that you're successful? Would you trade in family life to have an even more important role here?
Nah. You wouldn't. Nah. I mean,
even though you'd be perceived as the go-getter.
Yeah. I've never been perceived as the go-getter, I don't think.
No, it's not what I heard when you left the room the other day and on the phone.
What's
yelling orders at someone?
What's he going to get now? He's going to get something. Such a go-getter.
Ah, it's pasta for lunch again.
You want that balance. I mean, who's not wanting that balance? I mean, you're all the cliches. You're on your deathbed. You don't look back and think,
did that extra gig.
Yeah.
Write that extra story.
I should have tweeted more while I was alive. No one's saying that. What I was going to quickly finish on, it's not all doom and gloom. Not everyone, not all cultures at the moment think that busy is higher status. Apparently in Italy, they still over there think that leisure activities are higher status. I know that, you know, on the ski fields, it's like, if you go to the snow, I've only been maybe twice, but you wear the ski mask, catch a bit of sun, come back and you've got like the
goggle tan,
raccoon eyes.
Yeah.
That's like a real status symbol.
Really?
In some cultures, like, oh, okay, well, that person can go off skiing. And so maybe that's what the Italians are on.
How about skin peeling off the nose? That's probably what I'd be coming back with.
Probably at a certain point loses appeal.
Appeal, yeah.
But over in Italy, apparently, the less, the lazier you are, maybe the more successful it means you are. So, I don't know. Maybe we need to. If you are feeling like enough with the busyness, perhaps Italy's the place for you. Newsman, you might want to skim over this, but you had a birthday this week.
Thank you very much. Yes, I'm a September man.
We'll just move on.
Yeah, it's no milestone. Feels like I'm heading very quickly towards a half century, but a few years yet to go.
What do you do at half century? Do you hold the bat up?
Probably in shame. Nah, I'll be happy. If I make it to 50, I'll be happy. Nah, 42 this week, web guy.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
Interesting that you are born in September. A story has caught my eye. Letting us all know that babies born in September are actually way more likely to be successful in life.
Could have just asked me. I could have told you that.
Well, exactly. You're the walking human proof.
Or am I damning evidence against? We'll see.
We'll see. Sounds strange. Could it be true? Well, universities in Toronto and Florida and Illinois... So this is in the US. They've all got together, done some studying of people, kids in public schools across Florida. What they found was that the kids who were born in September, or the people born in September, were less likely to be sent to jail.
Ooh.
Tick, you've never been to jail, as far as I know.
No.
They are more likely to feel confident. Tick, you're a news beast.
That's right. Yes. Chest puffed out.
and far more likely to attend college. Tick, tick, tick.
Bam. I am case in example.
So...
But why?
Well, this is weird. I don't really get it. And this is where I'm not sure if the reasoning in this US study, does this apply here? They say that the reason for this is that the kids born in September turn out to be the oldest in their class. Was that true for you?
No, I don't think it was. I think I did like a term of reception and then straight into SOAP. And then straight into year one. So
you did one term of reception?
Yeah, I don't know how that worked, but
fast tracked. That's what they did with you.
Yes, so no, I think it was an older, much dated education system where everyone seemed to be, let's get everyone in year one at the same age rather than that sort of differing ages. So
yeah, okay. Can't believe you only did one term. It's yeah. Like, this child is gifted. We must immediately.
You can roll a ball of plasticine. Move on. You're promoted.
So they say that kids born in September are the oldest in their class.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's because the US school year is different to ours or if this actually applies to us. I don't know.
I think it does apply now that there are kids that are older than other kids because of the timing of their birthday in year, yeah, starting school.
So what that means is that they're more developed.
Mm.
So they're better equipped to succeed.
Okay.
And this triggers a snowball effect because... success breeds success. You know, you're more developed, so you're better.
Yeah.
So you
feeling good about yourself. You're achieving.
Good. Yeah, that's right.
Ticking all the boxes.
That's right. You get more confident, which makes you be more successful. Which makes you feel more confident. Which makes you be more successful. Which et cetera.
But how long does that last before your natural inbuilt brains and drive take over from just being the big kid?
You mean the reality check?
Yeah, but I guess the confidence is a big thing and the achieving is a big thing.
Mm.
If you can get that early,
yeah, you're
a
away.
Lot of it would trigger enthusiasm for what you're doing.
And also the opposite is true. So the younger kids are less successful and they feel a bit worse and then they do worse.
Mm.
So you've got it going in both directions, which maybe just exaggerates the whole phenomenon. But I don't know. Obviously, this is not a guaranteed thing. This is just in general.
Mm.
And it's only... This is based on data from one US state. So, you know, take it or leave it. But apparently, September babies are common.
Right.
Maybe just the sheer number of babies born in September...
I might have my maths wrong, but is it New Year's Eve, festive parents, boom?
Christmas. Yeah.
Okay.
Majority of children conceived at Christmas or thereabouts and are therefore born in September or October.
There you go.
So...
Ma and Pa Wilson got home from church, thought... Time to make Marcus.
You've got a couple of siblings.
Yes.
Yeah, you're all September kids.
No. My sister's March and my brother's June. So.
Yeah,
just,
okay.
I don't even
spread
want to
it
think
around.
About it. Just regular. Just happening across the year.
Yeah. This is not where I expected this chat to end up.
Oh, no.
I guess we'll get back on track. The takeaway is. If you can set it up for your kid to be born in September, then chances are they're going to win at life.
It's triggered another movie memory and another stupid movie. Billy Madison goes back and goes through grade one to reception to year seven in like 7 weeks.
Yep.
I mean, how old would it be beneficial, do you reckon, for a kid? Obviously he was a grown man and he aced it like no problem, despite getting stuck. Oh no, it was the teacher who was getting stuck into the glue, but he progressed really quickly through grades.
Yeah.
Would it be better if you started school when you were 7 or 6?
Yikes.
So that you really like got life down pat. You know how to go to the toilet, you know how to cross the road. You're pretty school wouldn't be that daunting.
I see what you're saying, but when you look at this, to look at it in a really brutal way, success is, you know, just humans competing against each other. You know, who wins, who loses at its most basic. If everyone starts later, then you're still in the same situation, just everyone's a couple years older. But it still comes down to who beats who.
Yeah.
Everyone's a little bit more developed, but it's still, you can't get away from this, you know, brutal hand-to-hand combat that is human life. Cheery note to end that on.
September kids rule.